614. This is 1320 WILS, a brand new survey looking at how we're investing. Well, it's an annual one. This one actually out with some fascinating data on what millennials are doing with money and investments. It's the annual Global Investment Survey from Legg Mason, and James Norman is the president of QS Investors at Legg Mason. James, great to have you on WILS.
Great. Well, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, what is QS Investors? What are those?
So QS Investors is part of the Legg Mason family, and what we do is we use a more systematic approach to invest money, and we do it across global equity markets as well as multi-asset class markets like 529 plans for Colorado and also for mutual funds that invest across stocks and bonds and other investments.
Okay, more systematic approach. Is it computerized somehow? Or?
Yes, exactly. Exactly what we do. We have rules, and we follow them. We set up the rules, and we follow them.
Yeah, like algorithms? Is that what we're talking about?
It's more like investment ideas. Like if you want to invest in stocks that have low volatility, then you have just sort of a way of measuring that, and you make sure you're investing in low volatility stocks.
Oh, interesting. And now, how long have you been doing the Global Investment Survey?
Gosh, we've been doing that survey for over 5 years now.
Okay. And what do you find? I mean, what are you looking for in the survey itself?
Sure. I mean, generally what we're looking for is trends we see in investor behavior and investor attitudes. And that really helps us understand what people are thinking, what they're worried about, what they might plan to do. And that way it sort of serves as an interesting sort of conversation we can have with investors to help them meet their outcomes. And if we see them making mistakes or things that we think are of a concern, that allows us to highlight them and sort of help them through their investment decisions.
Interesting. So this is after the recession occurred. And are there any trends that have developed over the past 5 years?
Yeah, I mean, one of the things that we've really found is especially as we have this new group of investors coming into the market, really, which is millennials, we found a lot of interesting data on them because they're the ones who are not only sort of starting to go into the markets and as younger people. And millennials, you know, we generally categorize as from 18 to 35. And what we're also seeing is that they're probably the ones who are going to be inheriting a lot of money from their parents at some point over the next 10 to 20 years.
Okay.
So it's an interesting group to look at, and we found some concerning sort of trends in and also sort of behavior that we've been, you know, I'd say a little concerned about.
Really? What is so concerning?
Well, one of the things we noticed was that the millennials say that they are very, they're strongly influenced by the global financial crisis. And having a 19-year-old daughter, this is not only a professional interest, but a personal interest as well.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see from talking to her, and we saw that come through in the data as well in the survey, is that they tend to be very conservative investors. And when you think about it, in their formative years when they were young and growing up and dealing with their parents, either they were still in their household during the financial crisis or soon leaving and trying to find jobs,
mm-hmm.
that really affected them quite a bit. If their parents had trouble sort of in terms of losing their job, or their grandparents lost their savings or had to move in with them. And I can certainly think of some personal examples of some of my daughter's friends whose parents lost their job and were out of work for a while. So that really does tend to affect people's sort of trust in the markets and equity markets.
They didn't trust the markets themselves, you're saying?
They're definitely more conservative, so they don't want to invest as much in equities. They tend to be more conservative generally, so they'll hold more money in cash.
What's the problem with that?
Well, the biggest problems I think with that is that they have the biggest risk of not meeting their long-term life goals. So, for example, if you think about what people want to, you know, why they sort of invest over time and why it's important for them to invest when they're young in particular, when they have that sort of their youth on their side and can grow their wealth over time, is if they don't invest in growth assets, they're going to lose any sort of savings they have to inflation, and they're not going to be able to meet goals. If they're going to have children and have them in college tuition inflation over the last 20 years has run between 6 and 9%. So extremely high, as we all know. If anybody who's putting a kid through college like I am right now, it's outrageously expensive and keeps increasing.
They're not going to have the money for that.
And also for the retirement years, people are living longer and longer. And the biggest risk is the risk that my grandmother, who grew up in the Depression, was a very conservative investor. She ran out of money. And that's, you know, they have that. I know it seems odd to think of that as a risk, but it really is that longevity risk. If they outlive their money, what are they going to to do. And if they don't invest in growth assets and use the best asset they have on their side, which is their youth and the long time horizon, they're really going to not be able to meet their life goals of having a decent lifestyle in retirement and meeting their sort of healthcare needs in terms of that inflation as well as college tuition inflation for their children.
It's going to get expensive. Baby boomers, how are they feeling in terms of their investments? They're about to be retired, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And that was it was also, when we looked at the data, what we saw is they are much less influenced by the global financial crisis. And part of that is because they've seen several cycles probably of markets going up and down, so they're less emotional about it. So we actually saw that 57% of millennials were influenced by the global financial crisis, whereas baby boomers, it was only 13%. And that really led to a very different attitude towards risk and how conservative they are. So 52% of millennials, so more than half, can classify themselves as very conservative, and 85% classify themselves as conservative, whereas in baby boomers, only 29% of them consider themselves to be conservative very conservative investors.
So, who would have known that millennials are more conservative than the boomers? That's
I know. It does seem almost counterintuitive, right? Because you think, when people realize sort of they're less concerned about risk when you're younger because you have a longer time horizon, you just sort of, think things are going to work out over time. But I think it really was those formative years of growing up, seeing their parents struggle, grandparents. And also, if they were on the job market, it was an extremely hard job market for a young person, entering after, 2009, 2010, example.
James Norman, president of QS Investors. It is the Legg Mason Annual Global Investment Survey. James, great to have you on WILS. Thanks.
Great. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.